The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us for this particular netcast. I'm going to give this quick introduction and then get out of the way for this special interview on this special edition of the Word of Faith Netcast. We have as our guest Bill Shepherd from Revival on Our Doorstep. And this is a powerful ministry. I met Bill down at the ICFM convention in Fort Worth, Texas at Eagle Mountain Church. And let's go into that interview right now. So we're here today with Bill Shepherd from Bill Shepherd Ministries, and he's going to present something that's really, I think, a little bit controversial. As you know, I've talked in the past about my background, that I came out of the occult when I was in high school with mind sciences and psychokinesis, hypnosis, telepathy, things of that nature, and the Lord led me to renounce all that. So I've been very strong, as you know, teaching against Halloween and the occult, and really having nothing to do with Halloween. But this is a different take. And so, Bill, give us a little background on how the Lord changed the idea of Halloween for you from Satan's benefit to the Lord's benefit.
Well, you know, children are our future.
Yeah, amen.
And 68 million children will go trick-or-treating next October 31st.
Right.
35 to 40 million parents will join them. Now, I've ministered to children as a children's minister, and I've ministered to children in other countries and in surrounding states and so forth. But I was convicted that I was not giving children that came to my doorstep, where I have every constitutional right and the anointing of my home, to share Jesus with them. So I developed a technique to share Jesus with children on our doorsteps on the evening of Halloween that has now been conducted in 23 states so far, and it's growing.
Wow, that's great. I know a lot of Christians kind of hunker down over Halloween. They turn the lights out, they get in their house, they don't want anybody to come to the door. They don't want to be confronted with anything. But, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, that the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. That means we got to be on the offensive. You know,
Amen.
Satan's not coming at us with gates.
Amen.
We got to go at his kingdom. So this is an opportunity to take that back.
That's right. You know, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15. And the word world there is cosmos, which is the systems, the cultures that are contrary to God's kingdom. And certainly Halloween is something that's contrary to God's kingdom. And Jesus came, as it says in 1 John, to destroy the works of the devil. And we can take back the evening of Halloween. We can transform the unholy, secular evening of Halloween into a holy, soul-winning revival on our doorsteps. In fact, my wife and I, in the last four Halloweens, have prayed with 289 children and parents to receive Jesus.
Amen.
On our doorstep.
That's just one doorstep.
That's one doorstep. And you know, there's 15 million Christian doorsteps.
Yeah.
Approximately, that will greet children on Halloween.
Yeah. It's a super opportunity. And all we got to do is get the Christians motivated to do what they're called to do and be ministers of reconciliation. So how do we do that? How do people who are maybe not trained evangelists, they're not students of the Word, maybe as they should be about evangelism, what do we do to get that information to them?
Well, that's something I've done a lot of praying about, and that's an excellent question, and I appreciate that. You see, our approach is that you're not debating,
right?
You're not teaching or preaching, and you're not having a long conversation with children when they come to your doorstep. You're giving them a sweet, gentle opportunity to pray and receive Jesus or not.
Right.
And you're giving them a gospel tract with the name, address, and phone number of the church. And you're inviting them to visit your church. So you're being neighborly. You're beginning to develop more of a relationship with your neighbors.
Right.
Because 70% of unchurched and unsaved people have never, ever been invited to church. Bill, did you know that?
Wow.
82% are likely, or somewhat likely, to visit your church if you invite them. So if they're invited by someone they know, like a neighbor,
right,
who gave their child a nice piece of candy, then they're inclined, somewhat likely, or likely to visit your church. So it's a great way to reach out in your neighborhood, turn on your light, and be a light.
Amen. That's great. And you don't have to be confrontational. Don't have to be controversial. You're
just loving them. You're just sharing God's love and giving them a gentle opportunity to pray with you. And most of the children and a lot of the parents will pray with you on your doorstep. Like I say, my wife and I, in the last 4 years, when I finally repented, I had to repent because I wasn't giving these children a chance to receive Jesus. I had started out by handing out a tract with the name, address, and phone number of the church, but I felt like that wasn't enough. So I handed out the tract, then I would give them opportunity to pray with me to receive Jesus, and they pray, and their tears would be flowing down their faces. And after you prayed with them on your doorstep, you would think they're going to run to the next doorstep right away to get another piece of candy, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, I was surprised. The children, after we prayed with them, would stand there, and the children would say, "Please pray for my Nana. She's got cancer, and I love her so much, and I don't want her to die. Please pray for my Nana."
Wow.
Or they might say, "Please pray for me. I'm having a really hard time in school." Or maybe they'd say, which is kind of almost interesting, but they'd say, "Please pray for my parents. They fuss a lot." You know. So, you know, the children really received.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jesus said it, "Except you be as a little child,
right,
so you enter the kingdom of God." In fact, we find in Mark chapter 10 that when the disciples tried to stop the parents from bringing the children to Jesus, remember in that chapter, the parents were trying to bring their children to Jesus, and the disciples reproved and actually rebuked the parents for doing that and tried to keep the children away from Jesus. Jesus' followers and disciples were actually trying to keep the children away from Jesus. And what happened then, Bill? What did Jesus do?
Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me."
He said, right, "Allow the children to come unto me." But before he said that, he did something very, very important. He became, in the Greek there it says, he became deeply indignant and pained. In fact, that's the same word that was a form of anger and indignation, righteous indignation. He was angry and upset with his disciples for trying to stop the children from coming to him. And that same Greek word is found when Jesus had the whip in his hand and he was running the money changers out of the marketplace, or when he called the Pharisees whited sepulchres, dead men's bones, and pit of vipers. So Jesus was very indignant, very pained with the Pharisees, very pained with the money changers, and he was very pained with his disciples for, in fact, trying to stop the children from coming to him. So he said, "Allow the children to come to me. Do not forbid or hinder them, for of such is the kingdom of God. And if you receive a little child," he said this in Mark 9, "if you receive a little child like this, you receive me, and not only me, but him who sent me."
Right. Amen. So this sounds like a real opportunity, not only for ministering salvation, but like you say, they ask for prayer for healing, for other needs to be met. It sounds like a real opportunity for ministry in a lot of different areas.
It's amazing. The first year we did this, we had this sweet Hispanic lady come with four children. And after we prayed with her and her children, she said, please pray for my 10-year-old son.
Wow.
He's at home very, very sick. Now, when a 10-year-old boy stays home and doesn't go trick-or-treating, you know he's not well.
That's true.
And so we prayed for her son, and she thanked me. Well, the next year, she came back with all five of her children, including her son, and pointed out that that night when she went home, her son was much better and eventually healed the next day. Glory
Praise
to God.
Lord. Amen.
You know, because Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And then, in fact, not only did she come back that year, but then she came back the next year and brought her oldest son and his wife that he had recently married, his new wife, and asked me to bless their marriage.
Wow.
On Halloween.
You know, that made an impact on the whole family for that to have happened. And it all happened on Halloween. See, that's the thing. We lose sight of the fact that we're ceding that day to the devil. Well, we need to take it back.
Exactly.
And that's really what this vision's all about, is taking back that day, using it for God's glory, not the devil's glory as it has been, but also the vision for the number of souls that you're believing to win through this program, through this process. Let's talk about that just a bit.
Well, as I said, this has occurred in 23 states.
Right.
We've had all types of churches do this. We are, of course, here now at Eagle Mountain International Church, and Pastor George Pearson's has supports this and endorsed this through Kenneth Copeland Ministries and ICFM. Dr. Larry Allison has endorsed this and supports this because we have a vision for millions. We kind of say it this way: one night, millions of Christians winning millions to Jesus.
Wow. Amen. That's great.
Because 68 million children and 35 to 40 million parents will go trick-or-treating. See, the candy industry is doing the body of Christ a tremendous favor. See, the greed, if you will, of the candy industry, see, $9.1 billion in candy and costumes and decorations was sold last year. $9.1 billion, second only to Christmas in sales. But the candy industry is advertising it, promoting it, and what's happening is the candy industry, the system of this world, is driving children to Christian doorsteps.
Yeah, amen. Talk about an opportunity. That's just amazing.
Well, we really believe that, if 15 million Christian homes will be receiving trick-or-treaters, because 60 to 65% of Christians over 40 are planning to greet children with candy now, as they've done the last 5-10 years. And we have a simple doorstep packet. It's a very simple 3-page doorstep packet. And if someone will go, anyone that wants one of these packets, it's free. They'll go to our website, bsmin.org. B as in boy, S as in Sam, MIN.org, we will automatically, our system will email them a free doorstep packet showing them the gentle, loving way with tips, a suggested prayer we use, and a track. And of course, pastors love this as well because it's a way for their congregations to take that long walk to their doorstep and pray with children.
Yeah.
But you know, even as an evangelist who's ministered to thousands and all across the world, I wasn't sure what to expect when I did this on the doorstep of my own home. But I would open my door with the candy in my doorstep and the tracks. I'd have the candy in a bowl and the tracks. And I'd open the door and I'd say, hey guys, thanks for coming by. Good to have you here. And then I'd say, do you know how much God loves you? Well, God loves you so much, He sent His only Son, Jesus. And if you'll ask Him into your heart tonight, you can live forever with God someday. And then immediately I say, so if you would like to live with God in heaven someday, say this, say, Jesus. And I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Those sweet little faces would look up at me, and 70 to 80% of the children and some of the parents would say, Jesus. And then I'd say, living Son of God. And they'd say, living Son of God. And I'd say, forgive me for the bad things I've done. Forgive me for the bad things I've done. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Help me love and obey my parents. Help me love and obey my parents, which sometimes got a little bit of applause
yeah.
from the parents. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
But they would pray this prayer, and like I said, they would be crying, and then they would ask for prayer for family members, and it was obvious that the Holy Spirit was moving, and we were literally having a revival on our doorstep, and that's
yeah.
what we call this, revival on our doorstep. And we're believing God that 50 million children and parents will receive Jesus in their heart in the years ahead, and that we'll help develop 2 million first-time soul winners.
Amen.
And that's our long-term goal.
Amen.
Because Jesus wants these children to receive Him. Jesus is excited about little children, and we need to embrace these future Daniels and these future Josephs and these future Davids. You know, young children in the Bible, Samuel was, they think, maybe 7 or 8 years old, and he was a priest in the temple.
Yeah.
Daniel was a young teenager when he became the king of Israel. You know, Joseph, and on, there's so many examples of young prophets and kings in the Bible, and we should not underestimate children and the call of God on their life, but we should embrace it. They're the future, and not only that, 1 out of 4 little girls, 1 out of 4 little girls that comes to a doorstep for candy on Halloween, and 1 out of 6 little boys that comes to a doorstep for candy on Halloween has been or will be abused. They need love. They need
yeah.
nurturing. They need healing. They need Jesus. And this doorstep packet that you can get by going to bsmin.org, this simple, loving way that my wife, Melissa, and I prayed with 289 children and parents to receive Jesus on our doorstep, and other Christians are praying in 23 states and even a little bit in 5 other countries as we begin this effort, and this effort is growing and beginning to take hold nationwide. The children will pray with you.
Amen. And the thing is that we're on the ground floor of this. I mean, this is just beginning. You've been doing it for a few years now, but it's the word's getting out, and you can help get the word out concerning this ministry. If you request a packet, take it to your pastor, show him the benefits of this particular program, then you can get your whole church involved, and that gets more people involved in doing this at their doorstep. And the folks are coming to you on Halloween. You're not having to go out and force anything on them, but they're coming to you. So you have, in effect, a captive audience to be able to minister to. It's a great idea, and I just believe that it's a God idea.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So I think people can take advantage of this. And, you know, we're always talking about how we need to reach the world. This is a way that the world's coming to us.
Yes.
And we can reach them.
Yes.
Through our own home-based ministry, if you will, of taking back this day that I have... as I said earlier, been preaching against for so long. We preach against what's behind it, but now we can take it back. And that's even better, is to take it back for the Lord. I think it's a great opportunity.
Well, you know, we're in a cultural war.
Yeah, definitely.
We're in a cultural war. We see it in politics. We see it in television. You know, good and evil are at war. And as we represent the goodness of God, as we represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on our doorsteps, we will win the battle. We
Amen.
Will help win this war. Because Satan has no ability. The Satanists, this is their most unholy, high unholy night.
Wow.
But the gospel destroys the works of the devil on the evening of Halloween. We want to destroy the works of the devil. We want to transform the unholy secular evening of Halloween into a holy, soul-winning revival for Jesus on our doorstep.
Amen.
And this is something any Christian can do, whether you've been walking with the Lord 3 days or 30 years, the simple tips and the simple prayer in our 3-page doorstep packet that our automated system will automatically, any time of the day or night, if you go to bsmin.org, our automated system will send in just a couple of minutes this 3-page doorstep packet for folks to then turn around. It's a PDF that they can email to their pastor or email to their friends. But this simple techniques that we've used for the last 4 years, if they will simply follow the techniques, they can even just read the prayer from the printout on their computer printout, it will work.
Yeah.
Children and parents will receive Jesus.
Amen.
And that's, you know, Bill, remember what it did for you when you won your first soul to Jesus?
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
It changed your life, didn't
it? Yeah.
It changed my life. I was a captain for Citizens Against Pornography in Jacksonville, Florida, and was witnessing to the prostitutes, the homosexuals, the there were all kinds of folks out for the evening, militant blacks, the drunk sailors, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that's where I learned to witness. But you see, you don't have to be an experienced soul winner to simply go to your doorstep on the evening of Halloween and just share God's love and gently and lovingly give these children and parents an opportunity to pray. You're not debating. You're not preaching. You're not teaching. You're not having a long conversation. You're just giving these children and parents a quick, sweet, biblical opportunity to pray and receive Jesus. And the exciting thing is 60, 70, 80% of those children and parents will pray with you, and their lives will be changed.
Amen.
And they will become members of the kingdom of God. Because this is what this is about, is building the kingdom of God, glorifying Jesus and destroying the works of the devil.
Amen. Awesome opportunity. So check out that website, get that free packet. And I tell you what, I just believe it'll change your life as well as changing the lives of your children, the neighbor children, the neighborhood. It's going to go a long way toward reaching a lot of folks for the Lord. That's what it's all about.
Amen. And you see, as I said, 70% of unchurched, unsaved people have never been invited to church. And see, most of these children and parents on the street trick-or-treating of the 68 million and 35 to 40 million parents, most of them are unchurched and unsaved because the Christian children are going to the trunk or treat or the Halloween party or the family festival. See, this doesn't compete with anything a pastor is already doing in their church. They can do both. They can have their trunk or treat, their family festival, and then there's going to be a lot of the Christians. In fact, again, as I said, 60 to 70% of Christians over 40 are planning to greet children with candy now. So the 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old folks that are staying home to greet children with candy can do this. So it doesn't compete with the trunk or treat.
Right.
And it doesn't cost the church any money. We don't charge.
Right.
We don't ask to speak in their pulpit. We don't ask them for donations. We have been blessed, and we're able to give this to folks and do this for folks. And it's exciting that this is something anyone can do, whether they've been walking with the Lord 3 days or 30 years.
Amen. Awesome opportunity. So I appreciate you coming on the program and sharing this with us, because I think this has been, as I said, a God idea. I mean, when you shared it with me yesterday, I was just thinking, this is something that I think is going to make a splash, if you will, in the Christian community. Because people, I think, are hungry to do something for God. They just don't know how to go about it. And this is just such a simple, loving way to present the gospel. It's going to be an awesome thing. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Well, amen. Well, I'd like to pray for those that are viewing today, Bill,
sure,
if I may. And,
absolutely.
And speak to them. You know, Jesus sent you to do what he did on earth. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel in every culture, in every system hostile to God's kingdom. And you are called of God. You are anointed of God through the power and fire of the Holy Spirit. And you are able to do what God has called and ordained for you to do since before the foundations of the earth. And I'd like to pray for you and encourage you. So, Father, we just lift up to you everyone
thank you, Father,
that is watching this show. And we thank you right now that the gifts and callings of your kingdom are without repentance.
Amen.
That faithful are you who has called these believers that are watching today to teach, preach, heal, to share your gospel. And Father, I take authority over any spirit of fear, worry, care, anxiety, any spirit of fear of man, fear of rejection, fear of failure, that would keep anyone viewing today from reaching out and sharing Jesus in their day-to-day lives, or reaching out and sharing Jesus on their doorstep on the evening of Halloween. So I thank you, Father, right now, that we speak holy boldness. You know, Paul prayed for holy boldness, and I speak that holy boldness to you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, to share his word, to share his love, to share his mercy. And Father, just give everyone that desire to win their first soul, if they've never won a soul, give them a desire to win that first soul. Give them the holy boldness. And we thank you that only your word, your will come to pass in these last days, and we'll keep our sense of urgency. And as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:2, that I pray that every Christian viewing will have that sense of urgency in these last days before Jesus' return, that they will share the gospel, whether it's welcome or unwelcome, whether it's convenient or inconvenient.
I trust you enjoyed that interview. This ministry is one that you need to look into. BSMIN.org is his website. Check out his ministry. Check out what he's doing. So many ministers have endorsed this movement to take back Halloween from the devil and use it as a tool to preach the gospel. So, until next time, remember to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.